My name is Caroline Elliott. I'm the manager of adult programs here at the Hirshhorn. And we are very excited to present the new program series, ArtLab Plus Presents, because it is a unique opportunity for us to see how young people are affected by and inspired by the artwork that we have on view. ArtLab Plus is our educational program for teens, and I am delighted to introduce Dawn Thomas, who is going to give more details and get us started.
Perfect. So my name is Dawn, and I am an educator at the Art Lab, which is located right across in the Sculpture Garden, where we work with teens 13 through 19 years old. It is a drop-in space. The teens come to participate in workshops. And we are going to be talking about Antoine's self-portrait today, which he did downstairs in the Barbara Kruger space. So I'm going to start by giving just a very brief overview of the Barbara Kruger exhibition. Then I'll tell you a little bit more about what we do at Art Lab and our programming there, and then I'll ask Antoine some questions, and if you all have any questions after seeing his artwork, we'll open it up to you all. So we'll get started downstairs, if you all just follow me this way. So this is the Barbara Kruger space. This exhibition will be up until December of 2014. And really, she's focusing on creating an environment that really surrounds the viewer with text. She's asking a lot of open-ended questions, but also doing it sort of with a lot of sense of humor as well. She likes introducing a concept of doubt, and that was a really big focus here. It's belief plus doubt. But she always tries to keep sort of a sense of humor about the way that she's doing it. So we see smiley faces. We'll see on the other side of these, it says you don't look down on anyone as you're going up the escalator. So there's sort of the sense of humor in sort of a larger overarching political and democratic sort of vein that runs through the exhibition. So I said that I was from Art Lab, and so what we do is we work with teens and we do programming for teens. And every night we're open from 3 to 7. It's a free space for teens to come in and hang out. Every night from 5 to 7 is a mentor-led workshop. And so one of the ones that we did is we brought the teens here into the space after the museum was closed, which they thought was pretty cool. And we gave them the chance to exist in the space and then create a self-portrait within the space. And Amy's going to pass out some iPads. We have Antoine's self-portrait that he created from the workshop. We have 5 of the iPads, and so if we can sort of buddy up and share so you all can see the amazing work that he did within the space. It was most of the teens' first time in this space. They were pretty much unfamiliar with the work. They had seen it a few times. They haven't really spent a lot of time in the space. And we gave them the challenge to take a self-portrait where it incorporated text in a natural setting. And so they spent a few minutes sort of walking around, getting the feel of the space, and then thought about where they wanted to take their self-portrait, how they wanted to pose in that self-portrait, what part of the exhibition they wanted to capture. Would it be a word, a phrase, or, you know, just parts of a word. And so you can see in front of you what Antoine came up with. One of my favorite parts, I'm going to tell this story. We were in the exhibition. Everyone was shooting. I was running around from teen to teen helping out. And Antoine kind of grabbed me and took like a deep breath in, and he said, "This is a really powerful space." And I love that. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is just talk to me a little bit about why you thought, what made you feel like this space was really powerful?
This space was powerful because of that one statement over there, belief plus doubt equals sanity, and it's a basis of human nature. We believe we can do things, but unless we have a fear of doubt, then we really won't be human.
And so it was just that one phrase that kind of really hit you, and you kind of felt like that was really powerful, right? And so that was the phrase that you kind of felt was really powerful, but then you picked a different place to shoot your self-portrait. And so how did that powerful feeling sort of influence the self-portrait that everyone's sort of viewing now?
That powerful influence self-portrait by this question here says, "When was the last time you laughed?" And for me, I like seeing everyone happy, so when they laugh, it kind of shows they're happy. You can smile and joke around, but everyone's acting, hiding their real pain. So, but if you laugh, there is no pain there. It shows the true happiness within you.
And you guys can see by looking at the self-portraits that Antoine chose to repeat that text. When was the last time you laughed? So he's sort of coyly sort of pointing up at it, covering some of his face, and then is repeating, taking that in Photoshop, copying and pasting it, adding it on different layers to put it on both sides of him. So not only is it above him, but he's also flanked by that saying. Can you tell me why you did that, why you decided to repeat that saying two times in the portrait?
All right, repeating the saying makes it stand out, and it's also blatantly asking you when is the last time you laughed? Like, when was the last time you were truly happy?
And so one of the things that you did that I really liked, and we talked about this last night, and so when Antoine took the picture, he then had free rein on how to edit it. And so he spent most of Monday and Tuesday editing it at the Art Lab, and that was his time to be creative. He decided to incorporate text too, and I thought it was really cool that you did it in sort of a way that it was juxtapositioned against this really hard, bold text. We see this very soft, cursive text. And can you tell me a little bit about, do you remember what you wrote? Just tell me a little bit about why you decided to write what you did and why you chose cursive to do it in, that sort of, instead of like just writing it in print.
The text below the pictures it's poetry. And I'm asking, you smile. You can smile and act like you're happy, but are you really happy? But on the left, it says, even though you smile, we all can see each other in pain, and we ask you, when is the last time you laugh? Because you look, we can see your sorrow, we can see your pain. So when is the last time you laughed, and when is the last time you were truly happy?
So now I get to brag about you a little bit. You okay with that? So Antoine has shown amazing dedication at the Art Lab. He is there consistently every single day, and he invests in the workshops, and he really has we were talking about this before, but he really has such a professional work ethic for a teenager in our space. In fact, yesterday I told him, you know, I want you to work on editing your picture, and I was in the kitchen space putting stuff away in the lockers, and Antoine just kind of came up, stood behind me and held up his USB, which was my signal that he had his image and he was ready to edit it. And so we had originally planned to have another teen present in the space, but she wasn't able to make the commitment. And Antoine, I'm so proud of you. The last thing I'm going to just point out about his portrait is that what I really liked and what a lot of the other mentors noticed about the portrait is, and I didn't plan my outfit according to this talk, I promise, but when you're in this space, it's, you know, it's an overwhelming black, white, red feeling. And Antoine completely transformed it to this really muted tone and almost sort of a gave it a vintage look, feathering it and kind of putting like this sort of tan tone over it. And I really appreciated that because it was, you know, a lot of teens were producing the images and they all looked a lot the same, and it was something that really made Antoine's stand out. And that's why, you know, you're so great. You always take that extra step and make it your own, which makes me happy. So I'd like to open it up and ask if you have any questions for either myself or for Antoine. I am not an expert about the exhibition, but I can certainly answer any questions that you have about the Art Lab, about our programming. Antoine can certainly answer any questions about his self-portrait if you have any.
I've got a question for Antoine. I thought it was interesting what Dawn was saying about you having muted the red out of the environment, but then it pops up again on the logo on, I guess it's your school shirt? And so I was wondering, you know, was that something you were thinking about, sort of putting the red on yourself?
I was not thinking about it because not only when I go to the Art Lab, it's immediately after school, so I don't really have time to change.
Very honest answer. Any other questions?
Antoine, I think your work is really fantastic. Thank you for sharing it with us. And I was wondering, Dawn, if you could talk about maybe any of the other responses that you saw. Was there anything that was sort of consistent among all of the responses, or is everybody different?
So the cool thing about my job is that there was nothing consistent. All the teens completely transformed this space to make it their own and make it express something that was extremely different. We even had teens lay on the floor. I remember one teen in particular was so far back in this concaved area that you almost missed that she was even in the portrait at all. So absolutely nothing was consistent about any of their pieces. And that was what was so cool, because sometimes when you do programming, you think it's one space, it's the same end goal. How artistically creative are they going to be able to get? And our teens continue to amaze me every single night in the workshops that they're doing. You know, Amy and I have talked about it. We get goosebumps about it. We get really excited because they're really excited. And there were a majority of images that I could have and would have loved to share with you all today from that workshop, because it was a really powerful workshop. You'd agree, right? You had that amazing quote. And it was just, for me, the biggest benefit was getting them in the space. I think sometimes they can feel disconnected from the Hirshhorn because we're sort of tucked away in the sculpture garden, but it was a wonderful way for them to take ownership of the museum and really connect to the collection as well. Other questions? Go to our Facebook. Like us on Facebook. You can like us on Facebook. You can also go to our website, which if you just close out of Antoine's picture, you'll be on our website on the iPads. We are open Monday through Friday from 3 until 7, literally right across the street in the Sculpture Garden. You can come find out more about us there. We have a ton of schedules and code of conduct and all that kind of stuff that we can give you if you're interested in knowing more about us. We're really friendly people. I guess I want to end with just having Antoine just talk a little bit about what he's working on now. Antoine is a jack and master of all trades in the art lab. He is not just an amazing photographer who has gotten his certification in photography and is working towards getting DSLR certified, which makes me very excited. But can you tell everyone just a little bit more about what you're working on there?
Well, at the art lab today's workshop is character design. So I'm working on my character, which is, it started off as like a black silhouette, and by erasing the blackness, I added character to it. By using a grayscale, I'm making like clothes to it, and it has wavy, almost powered up hair, and like on each arm, there's a ball and chain, and has claws.
Antoine also works in Maya, which is a 3D design program that's on our computers. And this is the first semester we've ever even introduced the program to the teens. We were before working in Google SketchUp, right? Yeah, and so now we're working in Maya, and Antoine, I learned from Antoine in Maya, among other things. But Antoine has really grown exponentially within that program as well. So I just want to thank you all for coming to, this is our first ever, this is the inaugural Art Lab Presents. So if you have any comments or feedback, we'd love to hear it. I just want to thank you and thank Antoine again. And if you have any questions, we'll hang out in the space for a little bit. So thank you.